Welcome to this demonstration of the Tile app and Tile hardware. And what Tile is it allows you to attach a tile to an object so that you can locate it either on a map, which currently in the version of the app that I'm using is not accessible, or you can play a sound to locate the item that the tile itself is attached to, which sort of works with VoiceOver on the iPhone at least, and I'll get to that little bit in a minute. So basically what I've purchased is a box of four tiles, and they're probably about the size of a postage stamp with a little hole on the side where you can then attach it to a key ring or slip it inside a wallet or attach a lanyard to it and tie it to something else. And then via the app itself, the Tile app, as I said, you can then get it to play a sound, or if it was accessible, locate your tiled object in a map. Let me just take you through the Tile app first. It's not really that accessible, but as I said, it's sort of doable if you want to play a sound on the device that you've attached it to. So I've just got one tile here. I'm just going to pop it down on the table for the moment. All right, so let me grab my iPhone, and I'm going to open up the Tile app, which I've already set up myself. I'll comment that in a tick. Hey Siri, open Tile.
Tile, add a tile button.
Okay, so that's the add a tile button. Now what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to add this third tile that I've got here at the moment. I've already added two tiles, so you definitely are able to access or create new tiles. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Settings button.
I've got a settings button, which goes into settings for the app, like your username, password, and to turn different things on and off, which is not quite well labeled with VoiceOver. If I flick to the right again.
TXT tile name.
Now, actions these available. Are the objects I've currently got, or the tiles that I've currently got listed. So the first one was, I'm just going to flick off and flick back.
Set TXT tile name.
TXT tile name.
TXT tile name.
That's the second one. TXT
actions available.
Tile name.
Name a tile.
Name a tile.
Selected. List. Button.
And then
one
I'm
of
down
two.
To two buttons, which is list.
Map. Button,
or
two
map.
Of two.
Now, just off that list view that's showing the current tiles that I've currently got selected, just by that alone, it's not accessible. You can't tell what tile that you want to tap on, and you have to go through a different function in a way to work out what tile something belongs to, which is doable, and I'll get to that in a minute. So if you first looked at this app, you could think it was completely inaccessible and useless, but it's not. You can get some functionality out of it. So first of all, let me add a tile first. So I'm going to touch towards the top left-hand side of the screen.
Add a tile button.
And I'm going to double tap on add a tile.
Add a tile. Add nav plus button.
Now, when it says add nav plus, which of course is an unlabeled button, that's not the button that you want to tap on, because that goes back to the previous screen, I think. If I flick to the right.
Add a tile.
Add a tile.
By tile.
And then by a tile, etc. So I flip back to left.
Add a tile.
I want to add a tile, so I'm going to double tap on that.
Select tile. Heading.
And it says select tile heading.
Cancel icon.
Cancel.
Button. Original. Keys. Bags. Bikes more. Button.
Okay. Original keys. Bags. Bikes.
Slim. Wallets.
That's
laptops
the slim
more.
One.
Mate. Keys. Bags.
That's the mate
bikes
one.
More.
Now I think the tile mate is the one that I've actually got. So double tap on that one.
Mate. Add tile. Back button.
And flip to the right.
Add tile. Video. One, firmly press the logo on the front of your tile and listen for the tune.
Okay, so press the logo in front of the tile, listen to the tune.
Two, place the tile next to your phone.
Place the tile next to your phone.
Two, place the tile next to your phone.
Now. So I'm going to pick up the little tile and smack bang in the middle, if I took the little sticker off it, there's a little button that you can press in. So I'm going to press it in until it makes that sound. Okay, and
choose a category. Heading.
And it's found it because it says choose a category.
Choose a category.
So
heading.
I'm going to flick to the right.
Search. Search. Everyday essentials. Keys.
Keys.
Wallet.
Wallet.
Purse.
Purse.
Phone. Transportation. Heading.
Okay. Transportation, which is a heading.
Car.
Car.
Bike.
Bike.
Work school.
Work.
Heading.
Work school, which is a heading, etc., etc. Of course, if it was in a car, you could, of course, use the maps if it was accessible to locate your car. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
Bike. Car. Transport. Phone. Purse.
And I'm going to make this my wife's purse, so I'm going to double tap on purse.
Purse. Add a tile button.
And then we're back to add a tile.
Settings button.
Settings.
TXT tile name.
And then back to this actions charm available. The main screen. So TXT tile name.
TXT tile name.
TXT tile name.
TXT tile name. Name a tile.
Name a tile.
Selected. List.
And list.
Button. Map. Button.
And map.
2 of 2.
Okay, so not particularly brilliantly accessible yet. So how do we get to the tile? So the way that I've found to get to it, which is a little bit weird, but it sort of works. I'm going to double tap on map.
Selected. Map. 2 of 2.
And then I'm going to flick back to the left.
List. Legal. Link.
And then purse. What I'm going to get is a list.
Use the rotor to access points of interest.
Purse, which is the last one I've added or accessed.
Keys.
Keys, which is
my keys.
Use
the rotor to wallet.
Wallet.
Use David's iPhone.
And David's iPhone.
Use the rotor to access points of interest.
Also, to shut the voice up, my iPhone also acts as a tile. So I can actually press the tile button and locate my iPhone as well. Now, if I want to locate the purse tile, i.e. it was in my wife's purse, then what happens, at least with VoiceOver, is I can only activate the last one in this list. So if I flip back down.
Mad Lord, spit it out. David S. Wallet, keys, purse.
And I double tap on
use
purse.
Use the rotor to act, purse. Dismiss pop-up.
Okay, it's more info, down.
Button.
Now, where it says more info, if I double tap on more info.
More back button.
And I touch down towards the bottom of the screen.
BTN tips button.
And then flick back to the left.
TXT tip. IMG tips 1. Tab options. Selected. Tab BTN find button.
That's BTN find, i.e. the find button for the tile. So if I double tap on it.
BTN find. Dimmed.
Okay. And there's the little, I just picked it up, going off. And I just pressed the button on it to stop it. It stopped. Okay, now what I might do, I'm just going to pull this sticker off because I haven't done that before. So what you'll actually feel on the tile when I've taken this sticker off is a round button with a logo on it, and then it's quite tactile. So the rest of the surface around it is smooth, and then you can definitely feel a logo in the middle. And I think they said press the E, so I'm assuming the logo is some sort of E thing in the middle of the tile. I didn't bother asking someone who was sighted for that bit. And of course, up in one corner is the hole, as I said before, where you put a lanyard through, or in my case, I put my key ring through to hold it on my key ring. All right, so as I said, the last one is the active one, at least as far as VoiceOver is concerned. So let me grab my iPhone again. Now, the weird way that I've found that I can get to the other tiles, let me just do a two-finger scroll to go back to the previous screen.
Add a tile button.
Okay, and I come down.
Selected. Map button.
So
two
map
of two.
Is still selected. All right, so if I flick back
list,
to the left.
Legal. My location. Wallet.
Okay,
use the rotor to access points of
it has now slid around to the bottom.
Keys.
Then we've got keys, purse,
David's iPhone.
And David's iPhone. So
use
I
the rotor
to
access
to
points
keys,
of interest. Purse. Keys.
Which is currently the
use
third.
Use the rotor
in the
to access
list.
Points
I've got to
of
make
interest.
It the active bottom one. So what I found if I do this.
Wallet. My location. Legal. List. Button.
Flick
one
back
of two.
Down to list.
Selected. List. One of two.
Okay, double tap on list. Flick to the
map.
Right.
Button.
Double
two
tap
of two.
On maps.
Selected. Map. Two of two.
Flick back to the left.
List. Legal. My location. Keys.
Okay, and now
use the
keys
rotor to access points of interest.
Is now the bottom one. So if I double tap on keys, what's going to happen is I've kind of got my keys in my pocket. So the tag on my key ring is going to go off.
Back button.
And then it didn't automatically go to the info button. So I flick down.
IMG segment. IMG TXT tile net. TXT. 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 BTN find button.
Interestingly, this one didn't bring up the info button. Double tap on BTN find.
BTN find. Dim.
Okay, and if I grab my pocket, grab my keys in my pocket, and I grab my pocket. Okay, there's the tile on my keyring, and I press the button in the middle to stop it. Okay, so I put my keys back in my pocket. Okay, so two finger scroll to go back.
Add a tile button.
Okay, and we're back to add a tile again. So I go down to the bottom of the screen.
Selected. Map button. Two of two.
The map screen is still selected. As far as the view is concerned, if I flip back to the left.
List. Legal. My location. David's iPhone.
Okay, David's iPhone.
Use the rotor to access points.
Is now at the bottom.
Wallet.
Is then wallet.
Keys.
Then keys.
Purse.
Then purse. So I want to access wallet. So again, I'm going to come down.
Selected. Map. Button.
To
two
the
of
maps
two.
Button. Flick back to the left.
List. Button.
Double tap
one
on
of
list.
Two. Selected. List. One of
and
two.
And flick to the right.
Map. Button.
Double tap
two
on
of two.
Again.
Selected. Map.
Flick
two
back
of
to
two.
The left.
List. Legal. Purse.
No.
Use the rotor to access.
Purse. So flick back.
Legal. List. Button. One of two.
Double tap on list.
Selected. Map.
Right.
Button.
Double tap on maps.
Selected.
Flick back.
List. Legal. My location. Purse. My legal list button selected. Map button selected. List legal. My location curse. Use the rotor to my legal list button. One of two.
Double tap on list.
Selected map button select list legal. My locate David's iPhone.
Okay, now David's use the rotor iPhone. To access point. It's interesting. I don't know if I need to single tap or double tap on that list button. So I'm going to keep double tapping on it now because that moved it from purse to David.
My legal list select list okay, button. One of list. Two selected. Map tell button map. Select list legal. My location keys purse.
Oh, there's keys this time.
My legal list don't button. Double tap one of on two list. Selected. Map button map. Select list legal. My location wallet.
Wallet. There's
wallet. Use the rotor and to access points of interest. Wallet. Dismiss pop up. More info
to the right.
Button.
Now, interesting. See how that one said more info this time.
More info. Back button.
Touch down towards the bottom.
BTN tips. Button.
Flick back to the left.
TXT. IMG tips. Tab options. Selected. Tab. BTN find. Button.
And double tap on BTN find.
BTN find. Dim.
Okay. Now, let's have a look. That should be my wallet, which is in my back pocket. So I'm going to open up my wallet. Open up my zip component. My zip compartment component, Jesus. And I just actually redid the zip back up again. Let me undo the zip this time. And here he is. There's the tile. And press the button in the middle to stop. Okay. Put it back in the wallet. Close my wallet back up again. All right. So just to make sure that you don't think this is all of a fluke and it sort of works and sort of doesn't, let me go back and find my wife's purse one. So, two fingers scrub to go back.
Add a tile. List. Button. One of two.
So, let's flip back and see what's at the bottom of our scroll.
My location.
List.
David's iPhone.
So, David's iPhone's at the bottom. So,
selected. Map. Button. Two of two.
I just touched the bottom on map.
Flip list.
Back.
Button.
Now, I'm
going to
do
two.
A two finger double tap twice. So, one.
Selected.
Two.
Selected.
And again, I don't
list.
Know if this makes
one
any real
two.
Difference, but I'm going
to. Map. Button
tap on map,
selected.
Flip
map,
back to left.
List legal. My location keys.
Okay, so that's
use the rotor to
keys.
Access points.
So that's where the one was on before.
My loc legal.
Flip back
list,
to the right.
Button.
To list, double
one
tap,
of two. Selected.
Tap,
selected.
And
map. Button.
Tap on maps,
selected.
Flip back to
list,
left.
List my loc purse.
Okay, there's my
purse. Use the
purse.
Rotor to access points of in.
Double tap on purse.
Purse. Dismiss pop up. More
okay.
Info. Button.
So there's a more information button. Double tap on
more
that
in-
one.
Back button.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Because that purse one didn't have that more info button last time. Touch down towards the bottom.
BTN tips.
Flick back TX to the left.
IMG tip. Tab options. Selected. BTN find.
And
button.
BTN,
BTN
find.
BTN find.
Din. And let's see where I put this tile on the table. Here it is. And press the button in the middle. And there we go. If I now pick up any tile, so I'm just going to pick up my wife's purse one again. And if I press the button in the middle twice, one, two. Okay, you rang your phone from the tile. So I flick to the right, double tap on OK. Now if I go into the settings screen, which I haven't showed you yet, let me just do a two-finger scrub to come back out of the last screen we were in. That's where we were finding a tile.
Add a tile.
And now I'm still in the map view, so I want to get back to the list view screen so I can get to the settings button. So touch
selected.
The bottom.
Map, list,
flip the
button,
left, list.
Selected, list.
Touch towards what? The top.
Notification. Phone, 9 minute tile, TXT tile name.
Okay, and these are all
actions
these
available.
Tile names in the middle. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
TXT settings.
And get quite
button.
To the top. Double tap on settings.
Settings, settings. Cancel icon, button.
Okay, so the first one's cancel icon. So I flick to the right.
Settings, heading.
Settings is the heading.
Save, dimmed, button.
Save currently dimmed.
DavidGmail.com.
Okay, that's my email address that I use to log in. And I did sign up by using the app, and that was accessible. And also the confirmation email that I got on my email to say, yes, I confirm this is my email address to activate your account also worked. So flick to the right again.
Full name, optional.
Okay, full name.
Password, button.
Password.
TXT change password. Change password. Text field.
TXT change password. That's also accessible.
Tiles, heading.
Heading is tiles.
Switch button, on.
Switch button on. Now I've got no idea what that button's actually for.
Get free tiles, button.
And we've got get free tiles button.
Options. Heading.
Options heading.
Switch button on.
Switch button on. Again, I've got no idea what that switch button's for.
Switch button on.
And another switch button on. And I've basically turned both of them on.
Support. Heading.
Then we've got a heading support.
TXT Help Center.
TXT Help Center.
TXT Privacy Policy.
Privacy Policy.
TXT Tools.
Of course, these are not labeled very well.
TXT Report Issue.
Report Issue, and I've already sent an issue off to the team that look after the Tile app. And basically what it does, it brings up an edit field where you can type in your suggestion request feedback and then press send, and it goes through and you get a response email back on your email address that you use to sign up to the app and use the hardware with it.
TXT credits.
Credits.
BTN logout button.
And BTN logout. Logout button.
Tile version 2211053.
Okay, copyright. The version of the Tile app I'm using. That's the bottom of the screen. And touch towards the top of the screen.
Cancel icon.
That's
button.
A four-finger tap at the top of the screen to get the focus to the top. Double tap on cancel.
Cancel. Add a tile.
And we're back
button.
To our add a tile
settings.
Settings.
TXT tile name. TXT tile name. Name a tile. Name of tile. Selected. List. Map. Button.
Because it's Bluetooth range, it'll work up to, in Australian terminology, 30 metres, approximately about 90 to 100 feet. And it is quite loud, although I've noticed it's loud outside. If I have it in another room inside my bag, it's not that loud, but it definitely is hearable when you're walking around the house. And I don't know how long it keeps playing for, but it's quite a good length of time to locate the tile. Just do a two-finger swipe to come out of that.
Add a tile.
I'm going to press my home button to come out. Press my power button on my phone. Put it to sleep. That completes this demo of the Tile app and Tile hardware. And I hope if people do buy the app and the hardware, because of course the app is free from the App Store, just Tile, T-I-L-E, that the more feedback you give to the developer, then the more that people who are blind or have low vision or have other needs that might want to use the app from an accessibility point of view can enjoy this really great hardware to locate their device. But anyway, that's me for the time being. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.